Welcome back to The Night Side. Winter blues can involve sadness or unhappiness attributed to the dark and cold weather. Given that 84% of Canadians have felt a decline in their mental health since the start of COVID-19, it's more important than ever to fight back. Physical activity is proven to release endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine, ultimately improving one's mood. But it appears we are not taking full advantage. According to data collected by Participaction, Canadians are more likely to use sedentary activities like overindulging in recreational screen time as a coping mechanism for stress and anxiety instead of physical activity. Joining us to talk about this is Lee Vanderloo, exercise scientist with Participaction. Lee, welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
What is an exercise scientist? That sounds really interesting.
Thank you. Basically, my main role at Participaction is really to kind of keep my finger on the pulse on all things physical activity and sedentary behaviors, and to really find ways to kind of summarize all of that research that's coming out into more easily digestible and consumable pieces for the Canadian general public so that they too are being completely informed with what's the best available data out there and what can they do to help support more active living in their day-to-day lives.
Now, we just spoke to Michael Landsberg of TSN, and he's a well-known Canadian sports journalist and mental health advocate. And I mentioned to him that we would be talking about physical activity and mental health. And just want to say off the top, he was very clear about it for him. That's not the answer for everyone. I mean, it's like he said, it can't hurt, certainly, but it doesn't mean that's going to be the cure-all for someone who is suffering from anxiety and depression.
Absolutely. And I think that's such an important point to make. There's definitely a place for physical activity and exercise to complement any current regimen that you're doing to support mental wellness. For some, if you're dealing with mild to moderate symptoms, it can be a huge bonus. For others, it's just going to be one piece of the puzzle. And so it's really important that we're conveying that if you're currently already kind of have this treatment plan that you kind of have devised with your family physician or mental health professional, that you stick to that, that you don't deviate. And that, you know, if you're looking to kind of get added support, definitely reach out to those appropriate healthcare professionals. And more often than not, daily movement is part of that treatment, but it is not necessarily the be-all end-all. And depending on where you are on that spectrum, you're going to need potentially some additional supports. And so this is just one recommendation.
I want to use myself as an example, and I'm not someone, I wouldn't associate myself with being someone who suffers from mental health issues. I'm like everybody else, good days and bad days. But in the last year, I was able to take up biking, and really just can tell for sure the days that I was able to go out on a bike ride were days that I felt a lot better. And I don't mean it to be an excuse, but the cold weather makes it a little bit challenging and difficult to get outside, and gyms are closed. So what can people do just to get moving, to get some of those benefits?
Right. So you named a number of different barriers. I mean, right now it's cold out, we have less sunlight, and then of course with the pandemic still going on and all the different public health restrictions, it definitely makes it a little bit harder in terms of, you know, how can we ensure that we're getting active every day. And so, you know, my first recommendation would be, you know, to look at what you're already doing in your day-to-day and to find ways to kind of seamlessly sneak in some extra movement or to decrease your sedentary behaviors. So if you're like me, I'm spending a lot more time sitting in front of a screen because of work. And so I really try to make a point of any time I'm on a call or touch base, I try to stand or take my call or Zoom call standing just to break up that extended period of sedentary behaviors. I try to take every day at 11 a.m. to do something active for 20 minutes, whether it's a quick YouTube video or one of our videos we have in our Participaction video library, or even a quick walk outside if I'm nice and bundled. Then I try to do it because I find being consistent every day at the same time, it not only adds structure to my day, because that's definitely something that's been lost with the pandemic, but it also helps build that habit in terms of it's an expected part that I just do every day. And, you know, knowing that it's kind of laddering up and it's going to ensure that I have a more productive and focused afternoon is definitely a motivator for me.
Aside from the I guess, immediate boost that people feel of, you know, positivity once they exercise. I think it's good for us all to be reminded about the overall health benefits of moving every day.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, the great thing about physical activity is that it ends up touching on almost every facet of our health from, you know, a physical standpoint when we're thinking of preventing chronic disease, preventing heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and other musculoskeletal issues. It also plays an important role in our cognitive health, so the way that we think and learn and carry out our executive functions, to obviously with our mental health. So in terms of helping to prevent or manage symptoms of depression and anxiety, as well as stress management.
What is Move for Your Mood?
So this was essentially a partnership between Participaction and the Canadian Mental Health Association to really help emphasize the importance that physical activity can play in supporting mental wellness and its mood-boosting properties. So again, by partnering with this organization, it was this great kind of marriage of two organizations of what can be done to help support mental health among Canadians, particularly right now. You know, right now in January, it's always, people's moods are always tend to be a little bit lower because of the cold, less sunlight, and coming off the high of the holidays, falling off New Year's resolutions, etc. But, you know, COVID-19 makes it that much more complicated. And we already know that about 40% of Canadians are feeling that their mental health has negatively been impacted or has deteriorated because of the pandemic. And so really trying to look for these additional supports to help Canadians really kind of, you know, no pun intended, but put their best foot forward to really help take those steps necessary to help support greater mental wellness.
Okay. And let me just ask you one more question. What are the guidelines? What's the minimum amount of time every day or every week that we should be doing something, whether it's, you know, as you said, even just standing up, taking a Zoom call, doing some kind of physical activity, maybe going for a walk?
Yes, absolutely. So the current national physical activity guidelines recommend that anyone over the age of 18 should aim for 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity per week. So that doesn't have to be accumulated all at once. That breaks out to about 22 minutes a day. And it's that higher intensity activity. So you're breathing a little bit harder. You might be sweating a bit. You're breathing harder. Your heart rate's up. But what's really important is that depending on where you're starting off in your physical activity journey, there's no such thing as bad movement. So something is better than nothing. More is always better. If you're new to it, start small, slowly start building up, and try to stick to an activity that you enjoy and have fun, because if you don't like what you're doing, the chances of you coming back to it are quite slim.
Great point. Lee Vanderloo, thanks so much for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
You too. Lee Vanderloo, exercise scientist with Participaction. You are listening to The Night Side.